It seems that more and more jobs are being replaced by technology these days, even the job of a criminal lawyer. This week, a Melbourne law firm is launching an online robot lawyer, and the lawyer creates documents for sentencing hearings. Jacqueline Crinder reports.
A courtroom can be pretty intimidating, especially if you're facing criminal charges and you haven't got a lawyer.
It's just the sheer volume of people who the 30% who are, or more, and many say much more, who are going through unrepresented and getting outcomes that impact on them. You just see people constantly come out of court and they're quite distressed because they haven't told their story. They just haven't been able to.
Bill Doog is a partner at the Melbourne law firm Doog O'Brien George. He's seen plenty of people who need legal help, but they're just not receiving it. That's where Robot Lawyer comes in.
We're not pinching lawyers' work. This gives them an ability to do it in a reflective way, write down what's going on in their life, and they're answering the questions any criminal lawyer is going to ask them.
The ABC took the example of someone who'd been charged with assault. We logged on to Robot Lawyer, which is a website run by the Melbourne law firm. It asks you for personal information, and then it asks you about the details of the offence that you've been charged with.
The robot has a number of sort of hurdles it places in front of people, that they have to be pleading guilty, it has to be a minor offence, they can't have priors, and then they use the online service to prepare their data to hand up to the magistrate.
Robot Lawyer isn't for everyone, but Bill Doog says it does provide a useful template for people trying to represent themselves when they're being sentenced.
And the document's a starting point for them. It's not the whole process, but it's just going to stop all those people who turn up to court and are visibly distressed and uncomfortable with talking and give monosyllabic answers to the magistrates when they have a story they should be telling.
It's the first time this technology has been used for criminal cases in Australia.
I think it's incredibly useful. And in fact, I would say it's a skill that lawyers should have. People entering the legal profession should not only know and understand the law, but they should be sufficiently skilled to be able to understand these kinds of systems and ideally build them.
Lyria Bennett-Moses is an Associate Professor of Law at the University of New South Wales.
But the general point I wanted to make about these kinds of tools is that they're assuming you're in the 99%, if you like, that you have relatively standard predictable answers to the kinds of questions that these tools are going to ask. If you fall outside of that, or if you don't understand the question being asked, what you can end up with is not the same thing as you can get with a human. They're not an advocate in court arguing your case. They are basically helping you to be a slightly better litigant in person. But they don't replace what a lawyer can provide in terms of representation and putting a case to the court. They're not the same thing.
She warns that Robot Lawyer doesn't remove the need for more legal aid funding.
All tools have limitations. They don't cover everyone's case, and so they don't meet the sort of the same need that services like legal aid are currently meeting.
Lawyer Bill Doog acknowledges Robot Lawyer can't do everything, but he believes it's still a valuable way of helping people who can't access legal aid.
We've been on the criminal law section of the Law Institute for 20 years, and we and Legal Aid and a number of other organisations have pushed for more funding. But the reality is that the amount of money spent on legal aid has decreased, I think, from $11 per person to $8 per person. The Commonwealth has reduced from funding 55% down to about 35%. There's no votes in helping people at court with their court cases. And so the politicians are not willing to put money into it, even though it would speed the system up and it would be beneficial.
That's lawyer Bill Doog, ending Jacqueline Crinder's report.